Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Scales of Truth, a quick rant of truth with me, Tyson Hartley. And here's another one. You don't have to believe me. You know, maybe some people really need, and I get it, for some things it has to kind of get your attention. Is an expert saying that? Well, I know that sometimes I paraphrase, but sometimes, oftentimes, I will say where it's coming from and where it's coming from in a journal article, or I will say who the expert is. So this is another example of this. This is a health committee. It's a video that is captured in at least one place, redvoicemedia.com, under the article. I'm going to let you hear the audio. The article is called "The Shots Do Not Prevent Transmission / Increased All-Cause Mortality in the Jab." This is a health subcommittee. Apparently, it's a Dr. Ryan Cole. The video seems to be dated 3/1/22. In the Tennessee House, the scroll, it's not really a scroll, it's just a caption kind of area down there saying what the context is. It's Tennessee House Health Subcommittee, HB 1871. Just, I mean, I can't tell you a lot about it except what they say. So I'm going to go ahead and let you listen to this. It's pretty good and direct, and that'll be it for now.
Dr. Cole. Yeah, it's absolutely scientifically clear that these vaccines do not prevent acquisition of the disease. SARS-CoV-2 does not prevent transmission of the disease, does not prevent illness from the disease, and does not prevent death from the disease. And in fact, in studies, the all-cause mortality rates have been shown now to be higher in numerous studies in those who have received the vaccine than those who have not. So it does not prevent transmission. Those who have gotten the shots can acquire and transmit at equal volumes. University of Wisconsin, University of California, Vietnam, multiple studies affirming this scientifically peer-reviewed data.
And mechanistically, he's basically talked about it's from IgA. Secretory IgA is the most abundant antibody in our body, and it does not get stimulated from any of these vaccines. This is a respiratory virus. Secretory IgA is in the respiratory system, and that's one of the main reasons why vaccinated people actually keep harboring more virus.
Okay, so there you go. Now, I can't tell you what the context is. I can tell you that visually, they're setting it a big brown area, probably in front of the big state legislature podium. They're at a big brown rich table with the microphones built in, and there's a row of doctors behind them. I don't know if they're all with that same group, but about four or five, maybe more white shirts I can see. And one of them was a female shaking her head as to the all-cause mortality. So remember, if, as I've said before, the problem is that if you look at a certain metric and your argument is just, hey, if we move this metric, then we have the logical argument that therefore this must get better. But as I also said before, if your only point is to try to measure whether someone can go 70 miles per hour, as opposed to whether you've got a good mode of transportation, you might have a broken down vehicle. And the reason that it's going 70 miles an hour is because there's a Wile E. Coyote rocket, strapped to the back of it. Not exactly the ideal situation, and certainly missing all kinds of context if you just say, look, you're able to go 70 miles an hour. And so the all-cause mortality is the mass, if you will, the full diagnostics of information of the thing, not just what the speedometer says at the moment. All-cause mortality couldn't be any more important. I'll let you hear that one more time, given some of that context, and then I'll let you go. Here we go right here.
Dr. Cole. Yeah, it's absolutely scientifically clear that these vaccines do not prevent acquisition of the disease. SARS-CoV-2 does not prevent transmission of the disease, does not prevent illness from the disease, and does not prevent death from the disease. And in fact, in studies, the all-cause mortality rates have been shown now to be higher in numerous studies in those who have received the vaccine than those who have not. So it does not prevent transmission. Those who have gotten the shots can acquire and transmit at equal volumes. University of Wisconsin, University of California, Vietnam, multiple studies affirming this scientifically peer-reviewed data.
And mechanistically, he's basically talked about it's from IgA. Secretory IgA is the most abundant antibody in our body, and it does not get stimulated from any of these vaccines. This is a respiratory virus. Secretory IgA is in the respiratory system, and that's one of the main reasons why vaccinated people actually are harboring more virus.
So there you go. Health subcommittee out of Tennessee. That we have to remember, even if it isn't the reason for it, it is serving as a distraction, the Russia-Ukraine thing. And the only thing that we need to get to is making sure that this country and its leaders do not forget, never forget what happened in the last 2 years. They are telling you all-cause mortality was higher. We know that some of the data and the original data now was proving as much. And yet we got sanctimoniously pressured to take this regardless, as though there was no question about it. And it was better. It was as safe as vitamin C when we know better. All right, guys, keep on keeping on for that information. Get some, get on the horn with your representatives, your senators, or fill out those contact forms, send them emails, and let them know. I don't want you to lose focus. I want my country back. And the way we do that is getting to the bottom of this and punishing the people who need punished. All right, guys, thanks for listening.